Hello, my name is Alfredo, and I am one of the developers of the Theros HDL project. In this presentation, my partner Ismael and I will give you a brief summary of what Theros HDL is, the team behind it, and its history. We will talk about other open source projects that Theros is based on, and we will focus on the main features of the current release. What is Theros HDL? It is an open source project that aims to integrate in modern IDEs like Visual Studio Code and Atom some high-level features for HDL languages that are frequently supported in other programming languages like JavaScript, C++, or Python. Theros HDL philosophy is to work in a non-intrusive way. No need to modify your code structure or create additional files. We want to bridge the gap between tools for high-level languages and tools for HDL languages. It is open source, can be run on Windows, Mac, or Linux, and it's intended for beginners and seniors. The goal is to automate all those manual or pseudo-automatic tasks executed during our personal or professional projects. The team is mainly made up of Carlos and Ismael, both work in the backend and in the frontend for the VS Code and Atom versions. And I am currently working on the interaction with HDL simulators, which is a feature we will include soon. Our history begins with the development of some homemade script to automate repetitive tasks while we were dealing with another IDEs and multiple boards. With that experience, we tried to gather all the basic features in an Atom plugin, which is available right now in the Atom store. After that, we split the backend and the frontend in different projects, so we can create a new plugin in VS Code and keep the same JavaScript backend. The VS Code plugin is self-contained, so any external dependency has been removed. In summary, we can say that there are two flavors of Theros HDL. The Atom version, which is in legacy state with only backfixing support. It has limited features, for example, it only covers VHDL projects. On the other hand, the VS Code flavor has reached its first version, 0.1. with support for VHDL, Verilog, and System Verilog. The editor features included in the Atom version are supported here, besides new functionalities. We will talk about those functionalities later. This version is an ongoing development, and we have a public roadmap in GitHub, so you can check it out if you want to see our progress. Here we have some of the open source projects that the IDE is internally using or that have helped us to develop the project. For example, the VS Code plugin for Verilog System Verilog, developed by MSHR, VUnit, or Wavetron. And that's all from my side. I leave you with my partner Ismael, who is going to talk to you in detail about the features currently included in the VS Code version and how they are going to help you in your HDL coding.
In this part of the presentation, I'm going to show you the most relevant features of Theros HDL. Most of them will work without any external dependency, except linters, project manager, and dependency builder. The documenter shows a preview of the documentation that can be exported. It is also possible to add a Wavetron diagram or bitfield diagram, and they will be rendered inside the document. The state machine viewer generates a graph of the state machine from code, clicking inside the parts of the graph, like the transitions or the states, takes you to the part of the code involved. The Project Manager is the latest feature added to Teros HDL. For now, it only works for VUnit framework, but it will be extended to support other tools and will be the core of the next more relevant improvements in the extension. I'm going to make a small demo about a state machine. It will be quick thanks to the snippets. Well, now we can check the errors in the list and fix them. We can also format the code and preview the state machine. We can also edit the state machine and preview the change. Well, let's take a look at the documentation that we can also edit in real time. We can use multi-line comments or single-line comments in the signals or ports. We can also select what to see in the documentation, because sometimes document all the ports or all the information is too much. We can also add a wavedrum graph and also edit the wavedrum graph and previsualize the output. And finally, we can export our document. Okay, let's use the template to generate a small test bench, VUnit test bench in this case. Let's open the project manager, add a new project, and we are going to add some files to the project. In this case, the room.py, that is a VUnit file. We need to configure the settings. In this case, we are using DHDL with VUnit. It's the the only configuration, the only vunit is the only tool supported right now. We can run the test and see the results. And we can also run individual tests. And if we have GTK Wave installed, we can also open the waves. And finally, the dependencies viewer allow us to draw a graph with all the modules used and generate the documentation for all of them. We can select what to document in all the files, and we will have an index web page with all the links to the other files. Another feature for Verilog only is the netlist schematic viewer. It's something experimental. From now on, the documentation related to the Visual Studio Code extension is published in the GitHub webpage. All the features, configurations, and requirements related to the extension will be explained there. The extension is published in the Visual Studio Marketplace. The tool is under heavy development and there are many ideas for the future. Any new idea, feature, or contribution of any kind will be appreciated. You can reach us by mail or on GitHub. We also use Twitter and LinkedIn to announce the relevant releases, so you can follow us to get the latest news. Thanks for watching.